Bonfire. Bonfire. Bonfire.
Sometimes you just feel tired. You feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. But you gotta search within you. Try to find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter. No matter how bad you want to just fall flat on your face and collapse.
Till I collapse, I'm spilling these rats. Long as you feel them, till the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I am not, then I'ma stop pinning them. And I am not hip hop, and I'm just not Eminem. Subliminal thoughts when I'ma stop sending them. Women are caught in webs, spin them in hot venom. Adrenaline shots of penicillin could not get the ill in a stop. A moxicillin's just not real enough. The criminal cop killing hip hop, filling a minimal swap to cop millions of pop listeners. You coming with me, feel it or not? You're gonna fear it like I showed you the spirit of God lives in us. You hear it a lot, lyrics the shock. Is it a miracle or am I just product of pop is enough? The system of wisdom, this is the plot. Listen up, you pistols for God's little does not give up.
Comes off till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Ain't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Perhaps I'ma rip this shit till my bone collapse. Lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Perhaps I'ma rip this shit till my bone collapse. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Perhaps I'ma rip this shit till my bone collapse. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out. Am I high? I'ma rip this shit till my bone collapse. Until the roof
comes off.
What would you like to say to her?
Go ahead.
Toegang krijgen tot het maatschappelijk leven.
What would you like to say to her?
I would like to say to her that the data is not being collected. We are giving these people, these Israeli citizens, zero informed consent, zero ability to make a risk-benefit analysis. There is no opportunity for people to understand what they're signing up for. And not only that, what is happening is they are given an injection, sat for 15 minutes, 15 minutes, and then sent on their way. There is no paper. There is no list of side effects to look out for. There is no number to call. The data is not being reported. There are a number of citizen efforts that have been made to record what our Ministry of Health is not recording. only the most extreme things come into the news, and they've stopped that even. With the first cases of Bell's palsy, the first elderly people who dropped dead of heart failure within hours, and then the headlines changed the next day. There was no relation. There was no relation to the injection they got. I know people personally who work in medical facilities who watch 40-something-year-old people die of heart failure 2 days after injection, and they're not allowed to say that it had anything to do with this vaccine. It's absolute madness. If you get shot in the head but you have test positive for COVID, you've died of COVID. But if you die of heart failure within 2 weeks, it has not, after getting the injection, it has no correlation. It's we're living in a dream world, and we deserve better. All of us deserve better. And it's not accurate. It's not scientific. And we know the whole idea of calling this a vaccine, even though we know that what it is actually an experimental gene treatment. The use of the word vaccine is to use that part of your brain that doesn't think at all, that only has this knee-jerk reaction. Because we know automatically vaccines are supposed to be safe and effective, checked for decades, you know, back and forth. It's this idea that people have. So they use this word vaccine, which never mind to mention the flaws in that narrative. But the one they're using now is so full of holes. It's insulting to have it shoved down any of our throats. And the point is that we know that any vaccine takes at least 10 years. And the idea that we have shoved this technology that has decades of issues. It never made it out of laboratory before. It never made it past animal trials. Ferrets, rabbits, cats, monkeys all died during animal trials. And now we're sticking it into the entire Israeli nation. It has never been tested out. The only time mRNA has been used is in the most extreme cases. None of the actual treatments that we've known about for the entire year have been given.
There you go. See, we're living in a dream world. We're living in a dream world that Rothschild created.
But very quickly, I want to state, yes, animal trials, if the animals are all dying, they didn't want to do the animal trials because they know all the animals were going to die.
Exactly.
It's coded for us. The vaccines are coded for humans. Genetically speaking.
How many doctors in Canada and in the United States can you mention? I mean, I can mention a few of them. I'm sure you can too, or probably more than I do, that have treated people in their 40s and that have dropped dead after taking this vaccine, or that know for an absolute certainty that, you know, it's not COVID related at all. Their death is because of something totally unrelated, you know, like a flu, you know, or an unsolved malady or something, you know.
They're forced
to write COVID
and on death certificates. Yes
And I'm actually thinking that I was one of them myself, because when I came out of my operation, they put me in a room wrapped in 6 or 7 blankets with 104 fever.
Wow.
Okay. And that's another story that I'll tell you sometime if you want to on another show.
Will was breaking out there. What did you say, Will?
I was just saying, yeah, I'll quickly just butt in real quick here. The fact that they don't want any accountability, they already don't have much accountability for vaccines at all as it is, and then these guys get liability, the makers and manufacturers, they haven't been tested, they haven't been FDA approved. You know, this whole thing is supposed to be about science, but we've thrown out the science out the window for the sake of science, and they don't want to be accountable to anybody because it's like Ace Ventura. I wouldn't want someone following me around, pointing out all the mistakes I'm making, so they don't leave a trail, so they can just say, science, don't worry, science, It's very, very scary what we're seeing happening right now, roll out in the U.S. too. Things are opening back up, but there's a lot of vaccine passport talk, which is scary.
And very quickly, I want to say how she mentioned that these 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds are dropping dead from heart failure right after the shots. Guys, we did an episode honoring DMX. DMX was 50 years old. He died in the hospital 3 days later after taking both of his vaccines shots. Died of heart failure.
And how many women died? How many young teens died of Gardasil? And so many others, right? And nobody is keeping track of this stuff. And they're getting away with murder. And this is what government is all about. Government is run by these big pharma. And they're untouchable. And they made the system that way. It's not broken. It was built that way, right?
I'm very upset because DMX, one of my top three favorite rappers. He was making a big comeback. I'm not going to see it. They have destroyed his future, which was going to make history. You don't see a legend like that come back at 50 years old and then still rock the house. Especially, I know, he had to be on the kill list because DMX, I mean, one of the few rappers, people that will still talk about, killing feds. ATF at the door, pull out your guns, and that's the narrative. They watered down music like crazy. That's the narrative. They want to control the narrative. You can't fight against the government. They don't want any rappers rapping about that anymore. They want rappers talking about selling drugs and buying cars and buying houses. That's all they want. That's all they want.
Look at what they did to Michael Jackson in parentheses. I mean, I started going down to that rabbit hole and how he said that, he owned a lot of Sony and got a lot of people pissed off. And, that's a whole other rabbit hole, So there you go.
Yeah. So, controlling the narrative. I know this is just about DMX, but, I mean, they essentially just altered the timeline. I mean, I'm supposed to be in a universe where I'm going to the brand new album, going to concerts with DMX. That's the timeline I'm supposed to be living in. Not this totalitarian secret cabal ran a mess of a world that we're in right now, where all these sheeple are just giving way to the corrupt secret society agenda.
Well, I got news for you. Creator needs you and your wisdom in this field, so you're screwed, man. You're in it for life.
If I gotta fight for life, then that's what it is. Yeah, absolutely. I know my children. The whole fact that, the medical industry. I feel bad for people in the medical industry. They're gonna be controlled because when you control people in the medical industry, you're gonna control the health of the world no matter what. So, my sister, she's in the medical industry. She had to get the vaccines, I'm so glad she already had her kids. It's not going to affect, the bloodline down the future, but I have to stay vigilant myself because I haven't had my kids yet. So I have to try to keep these, I'm high priority. Anybody who's out there that have not had kids yet, who are knowledgeable, awoke, and being the distance that they don't like.
And that's
they want you to have the shot. They want you to have the shot.
Go ahead.
Not any kids, but Joe Biden's already had two before breakfast. We got to keep pace here.
Sippy cup, Joe. So, I refuse to let them alter my genetics. You're not going to have my kids. You're not going to have my children's children. You're not going to have my great-grandkids. So, you people can come up with whatever else, other psychological warfare, other and it's going to take a literal, police state, slavery state in order to get my bloodline down. So I just hope they understand that. And that's probably where they're going to take it.
I'm already starting to feel the repercussions of not taking the vaccine, because I'm slated to get a reversal of the stoma that I have from my rectal. I have a rectal bag right now, and my intestine is going to be hooked up again next month. So they're going, "You've been vaccinated, right?" And I was like, "No." Immediately. Do you remember how blacks were treated in the 60s? Do you remember how Native Americans were treated until the 1970s? Okay, that's how I was treated. As soon as she heard I wasn't vaccinated, eyes went down. She goes, "Can you put your mask back on, please?" I felt like saying to her, "Well, you're vaccinated, right? What the hell is that? Where did that put you in danger? That the vaccine's supposed to work, right?" Oh, nobody's thinking anymore. Nobody's using common sense. So I'm already starting to feel that. So I can really relate to what this Israeli video is all about, because that's, for those who just tuned in, that's what we're talking about tonight. This health advisor / politician who is screaming to the top of her lungs. And by the way, that's how I got my teaching from this video. I put it on YouTube. I put it on BitChute. I put it on Twitter. I put it on Instagram. Nothing. Nobody said one word. I never got a few likes, maybe nothing less, nothing more.
Shadow ban.
No different than, no, when they shadow ban you, I can feel it. I kind of know it.
Yeah.
But this was like, no, nothing. No comments at all. You know, I don't think anybody cares. I think it's all about being a keyboard warrior, and anything more serious than that, they don't want to get involved, you know?
Well, I mean, I think maybe it's because of what I said earlier. I mean, this is experimental. There's the rings of power, and they're amassing a new state of power that should be taking over the rest of the world remotely, or they can control it. But yet, if they fail, nobody's got any hard feelings about it. Nobody's going to care about, you know, I hate to say it, a bunch of Jews who just tried to build an empire and it collapsed. Nobody's going to care.
Well, that's what she says. She literally says in the video that it's not going to fail. It can't fail because the rest of the world is going to be sold with it. She literally says that in the video.
Well, and the idea of it being basically a model for the rest of the world... Yeah. Australia already beat them to the punch. They took away the guns from the Australians.
Another
they're doing kick doors right now. Australia, if you have any correspondence talking about any activism or getting meetings together like that, they're kicking in the doors and arresting these people. Because they don't have guns, and forcing vaccinations. They're forcing vaccinations over there in Australia. If you get put in jail because you're a dissident or whatever, you get put in jail. They have to quarantine you in the jail. You're processed last. So, I mean, if you want to get out of jail quicker, you better say you want a vaccine. So, I mean, they're coming out with all these ways to force the vaccines on Australians, and they're losing right now. They're fighting a losing battle.
I have a picture of British soldiers that have Aborigine from Australia in chains on their knees. I have another picture of a British officer being carried in a litter by the same Aborigine from Australia. That's another colony to them. Whatever, you know, let's try it on the Aborigines. Sure, go ahead. If it works, we'll use it in another country. That's what they do. They're colonies, just like Israel is their colony. There's America. There's Canada. It's all, you know, they're all colonies, and what works in one will work in the other. I know that's what they're doing. I can feel it. Of course, I'm not a historian. A lot of people are going to say you're full of you know what, but okay, fine. My grandmother always told me that when you hear A and you hear B, the truth is somewhere right in the middle.
Okay, and you know what? We've got callers. I want to give a healthy, try to give a healthy 10 minutes to Reb. I don't know if you've spoken to Reb before on the show or not, but he's decided to call in tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and let him have the floor. Reb, you there? Okay, he may not be there. Okay, so then we will go to, if he's not there, let's go to New York Line 1, which may be Scotty, I do believe.
Yep. Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Yeah, I have the text that I got on Tuesday that I mentioned briefly last night about Kennedy's case in the Supreme Court. It really ties right in with the health advisor video that Luke is playing. It's really the same stuff. But just to bring back, you know, where we came from. Before we had this, people were waking up. There were riots and all sorts of demonstrations and things going on globally, all simultaneous. I forget what actually triggered it. However, then all of a sudden, we came out with this false flag of this supposedly dead guy. And then they just jumped right into COVID, like after a few months of that, globally going out to everybody, distracting them. And literally overnight, all the demonstrations and the waking up people just disappeared. And then it just went straight into supposedly this fake dead torso and then jumped right into the COVID restrictions. However, let me get my phone here. Hold on. Had it already. I got this text. This is how I actually met you. The way I met you, V, is I was trying to get Hartford Van Dyke. He's the author of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, always spoken about from Deborah Tavares. And he also is really high law knowledge and wrote several books about the money system and stuff. And I was trying to get him on your show. That's how our whole relationship. I first was trying to get him on to Tyler Davenport's show, and then on to Rule of Law, Randy Kelton, and they would never had him on. Tyler said he would, and he never contacted him. I gave him his contact info, and that's how I met you. So this is a text from a woman that Hartford, he actually wrote that Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars after he read the report from Iron Mountain in 1961.
If you have his contact information, please give that to Mike, and I will definitely contact him.
Well, that's how
definitely
it all
a man that I learned from. I've read the book. Yeah, absolutely.
I actually heard him on Spingola Speaks one afternoon during COVID. He was in tears. It was right about the time of the fake formation of the lies about Pearl Harbor. Because his father was part of that, and he was a child, and his father hid stuff from him. And Spingola scheduled him to speak, and he spent a few times distracted in tears, and then when he was ready to speak and talk about a solution for COVID, his time was up. He thought he had 3 hours. And then I reached out to you to get him as a guest, and still haven't heard him back. And then a lot of people disappeared, like Johnny Delirious, with accurate information. His archives were removed. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm sure John has his reason, but that's another subject. So anyway, let me read this text. So this is from Hartford Van Dyke. He gave this woman from Long Island, trying to get out of Long Island when COVID started, because the city here is rough. And he gave her my phone number, and she reached out to me, and I've been in contact with her. She safely made it off of Long Island into another state. And she's been texting me some really good information, which corresponds with a lot of my connections and information. I'm friends with super soldiers in my groups, and the same information as what Johnny Delirious was giving on week after week. So this is all backed up info. So this text is about the Supreme. Oh, I just went back. I have to go back. I had it right there. There was a Supreme Court decision against Fauci and the vaccine corporations that they couldn't prove that these are safe and effective. And it finally, Kennedy won the case. So let me scroll back to the top. There's a lot of text. Here we go. Okay. Supreme Court has canceled universal vaccination with asterisks. It's very, very long. It'll take me about 5 minutes to read it. In the United States, if it'll go up. Scroll it.
Caller, you there?
You got one of those old phones? No. A flip phones or something?
I do flip phones. I don't...
I can imagine you trying to get from screen to screen to screen. Oh, boy. We got updates, my friends. Get you one of those big old microwave phones with the touch screen. Get nuked like the rest of us.
The caller is calling from New York?
Yes.
What?
I just want to make sure if the caller was from New York, and if he is, which I was hoping I could verify, I wanted to tell you that I'm doing everything I'm doing for the 3,000 lives that were lost in 9/11, and I'm just blown away that Giuliani is now Trump's lawyer, and Giuliani's son is now going to be in politics, blah, blah, blah. And everybody forgot 9/11 when he was mayor, and he was complicit in the murder of over 3,000 people and the sickening of God knows how many others. And ever since I've known that, I've been living every breath to do what I can in order to expose that. And the longer... You know, the longer we wait, the more absurd it sounds to people finishing high school now who don't even have a clue what, you know, silver who, Silverstein, you know, who, what? They, you know, it's getting lost like everything else. And the other one was about the USS Liberty. I wanted to add the USS Liberty in the list of false flags in my video, Memorial Lies. And I just didn't have the time. But the USS Liberty is another one. V, you should really do something on that one. That's a real big one that most people don't talk about. So.
All right. I got it. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, we got a break coming up in about...
Supreme Court has canceled universal vaccination. That's how it begins, with asterisks. In the United States, comma... The Supreme Court has canceled universal vaccination. Bill Gates, U.S. Chief Infectious Disease Specialist Fauci, and Big Pharma have lost a lawsuit in the U.S. Supreme Court, failing to prove that all of their vaccines over the past 32 years have been safe for the health of citizens! The lawsuit was filed by a group of scientists led by Senator Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in quotes, "The new COVID vaccine should be avoided at all costs. I urgently draw your attention to important issues related to the next vaccination against COVID-19. For the first time in the history of vaccination, the so-called mRNA vaccines of the latest generation directly interfere with the patient's genetic material and therefore alter the individual genetic material, which is genetic manipulation, which was already prohibited and was previously considered a crime. The coronavirus, in full caps, vaccine is not a vaccine! Attention! End full caps. What has always been a vaccine? Was always the pathogen itself, a microbe or virus that was killed or attenuated, that is weakened, and it was introduced into the body in order to produce antibodies. Not even a coronavirus vaccine. That's not that at all! It's part of the newest group of mRNA, allegedly, in quotes, vaccines. Once inside a human cell, mRNA reprograms normal RNA/DNA which begins to make another protein. That is, nothing to do with traditional vaccines. Exclamation point. It is an instrument of genetic influence. Gene weapon. Exclamation point. That is, they were going to destroy from Earthlings, and the survivors will become GMOs. There's a little bit of different, not proper wording in this. Exclamation point. The survivors will become genetically modified organisms. Following the unprecedented mRNA vaccine, the vaccinated will no longer be able to treat the symptoms of the vaccine in an additional way. Vaccinated people will have to come to terms with the consequences because they can no longer be cured by simply removing toxins from the human body, as in a person with a genetic defect such as Down syndrome, Klinefelter syndrome, Turner syndrome, genetic heart failure, hemophilia, cystic fibrosis, Rett syndrome, etc., etc. It should include cancer in that. Because the genetic defect is forever, exclamation point. This clearly means, semicolon, if a symptom of vaccination develops after mRNA vaccination, neither I nor any other therapist can help you because, full caps, damage caused by vaccination will be genetically irreversible. And that's the end of that.
Is this
vaccination weapons... What?
I'm sorry, you reading this from Robert Kennedy Jr.? Is that where you're getting this from?
Yes, it's part of it is from him, part of it is from some other doctor, and it gets into somebody from with Pfizer for 30 years. As it goes on.
Yeah.
Keep going.
See, and that's okay, exactly what they're talking about in Israel. I'm sorry, I don't want to change the subject for what you're talking about.
Well, that's how I started. I said it's right on point with what that health advisor politician in Outcry for Israel was saying. And I mentioned this last night. It's fresh, so it's all right on point, and it's globally, and it's all the same. Okay? So this still goes on.
That's why it's so hard to look at. That's why it's so hard to look at by most people. My brother's side of the family is completely vaccinated. And they're looking at me like I'm the bad guy for not being vaccinated. I'm like, no way. No.
Well, today I saved my friend from getting it. A good friend, producer. I'm in his book. His book is called Escape from Rosedale. No, what is it called? Something in Rosedale. I forget. Anyway, I'm in his book. So is my mom. So I forgot what I was saying, and this went dark. I hope I don't erase it trying to get it back. All right, I'm back. Let me continue where I was. Back, there's a new paragraph, but this is still from the same text. There are several others that have other subjects. I'm not going to get into that. Vaccination, weapons of genocide of the 21st century. That's the intro. Here's the Pfizer. Former Pfizer chief scientist Mike Yeadon has once again expressed his position. I think that's what I was just reading. It was this guy, what I was just reading above that. The first thing was from Kennedy. Okay, so I'm going to start again. Former Pfizer chief scientist Mike Yeadon has once again expressed his position that it is too late now to save those who have been injected with a substance publicly called, quotes, the COVID-19 vaccine, end quotes. He encourages those who have not yet received the lethal injection to fight for their lives, comma, those around them and the lives of their children, period. The internationally renowned immunologist goes on to describe a process that he says will kill the vast majority of people, semicolon. Quotes, immediately after the first vaccination, comma, about 0.8% of people die within 2 weeks. He covered that a little bit earlier. The average life expectancy of survivors will be a maximum of 2 years, comma, but it also decreases with each new, quotes, injection. Additional vaccines are still being developed to cause deterioration in certain organs, including the heart, lungs, and brain. After 2 decades at Pfizer, Professor Yeadon was familiar with the functions and research and development goals of pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and states that the ultimate goal of the current, quote, vaccination regime can only be a massive demographic event that will make all world wars put together like Mickey's staging hat mouse. think that was the word. Billions of people. Go ahead. You want to comment?
No. How much more you got left, just out of curiosity?
I don't know, but I said it would take about 5 minutes to read.
All right, it's a little more. Keep going, and then give us your take, and then that's cool.
Yeah, okay. I'm just scrolling as it goes. But it's all valuable information, and it's all related, and we could work it out later. I haven't heard anybody talk about this. I've had this info for 2 days. I haven't heard anyone on the radio station mention it. So back to billions of people have already been sentenced to certain inevitable and painful death. Anyone who receives the injection will die prematurely, and 3 years is a generous estimate of how long they can survive in, and that ended there. I hope it is true, but pro-vaxxers are rebutting it, saying it is false, so hopefully, yeah, that's the end of that one, and that's another. Okay.
Oh, so just while you're getting the other one available, where can people go find this, too? And, you know, we have covered this not specifically like this. We've talked about the vaccines, maybe not today. we've covered Robert Kennedy's work, Adele Bigtree's work, Shiva Adeyeri. I've had him on the show. He does excellent work when it comes to vaccinations. A couple of things I heard you talking about, the normies, they would definitely cringe. They were like, that's science. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. But I think this would be a helpful tool if it's a resource and it's backed up. Where are you getting this from? Is there like a website people could go read this on? Or maybe you could send it to
the... I told you before I did. This was a woman that it was hooked up, that Harvard Van Dyke gave her my phone number, and she reached out to me, and I tried to help her get out of New York, which she did.
Okay.
And she's remained in contact with me now for almost a year, and this is a text that I got on Tuesday.
Okay,
Luca, hold on, guys.
Luca, now with the Kennedy statement, would you think that your family would listen to the politician Robert Kennedy, or would he be then immediately tinfoil hat too?
Well, technically, I don't think Kennedy was a politician, but his father obviously was.
Well, hold on, Will. I just think I'm just trying to think of a way to get Luca's family on page here.
I'll save it for you. I'll say one little quick thing here. My grandmother's a devout Catholic. She absolutely hates abortion, and she is. I haven't seen her in real life since the pandemic. Most of my other side of the family, as Luca's adhering to. They're going through such cognitive dissonance. You might be able to plant a seed. Just try not to be too negative. But I told my grandma on the Skype chat. I'm actually surprised because she's Facebook friends with me. She knows what I do. Apparently, she's not. She likes some of my status. So she's apparently not paying attention to what I've been saying for the last 17 years. She's like, "Will, are you gonna get the vaccine?" And I'm like, "No." And she was like, "Oh." And I'm like, "Well, the reason I'm not is because I find it unethical that all vaccines." Are developed using aborted fetus cells, and so maybe that got her to change her mind. But you have to see what's important to that individual person. But even that, I don't know if it got through to my grandma, and that's like literally you can't say anything better than that to my grandma. So the cognitive dissonance with these folks is really, really thick to get through. Unfortunately,
you can't. You basically can't, and you're not allowed to. You know what? You're actually disrespecting them if you push too hard.
I just want to say one more thing, Luca. You're absolutely right, because at the beginning of this pandemic, my grandma was asking about the vaccine. She must forget. She's getting a little older. And she was like, "Oh, you're going to get the vaccine?" And I started telling her about Bill Gates, Epstein. And this, and she goes, Oh, Will. And like literally every single thing I'm saying, I could imagine how it would sound like a conspiracy theory then. But everything I said then, she's like, oh, and it's all true. Like, she just wanted me to shut it up. She didn't want to hear it because, but it's all true. You're right. You can plant the seed. For example, my younger brother, when I first introduced this to him, probably 12 years ago or so, 12, 13 years ago, roughly, he kind of didn't believe it because it's your brother. You know, you're never going to. you're never going to be believed by your family or friends. What's the term they say? I'm not considering myself or anybody here except for V, because he actually is a prophet. No offense to you, Luca. I just haven't known you long enough to make that claim for you. But I definitely know Cute. V is. But they say a prophet is not known in his own town, his own city. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they say.
And so what you can, all you can do is politely plant seeds, because I planted seeds. And then when the Nas N-Word album came out, that's still my brother's favorite rapper. He likes a whole bunch of other type of music. But when he heard Nas, his favorite rapper, saying some of the things I just told him a few months ago, then he was like, oh, okay, I guess this is right. So just be positive, keep planting seeds, and you know, we're gonna grow these crops. Some people just have tougher soil to mill than others.
No. That's called conversion. If you push, you end up doing it for yourself. You end up that's on the verge of ego. That's why the Native Americans, what they do, the Native American will turn around and walk away, because A, you don't lower yourself or your philosophy to someone else's. You don't lower yourself, you don't argue with them.
Say the same thing that you just said, say it again, because that is one of the most important things I've heard ever on this show. And it's one of the most important things that the listeners need to understand. So could you please just repeat yourself?
Uh-oh. I had a segue to that ready. I kind of forgot what I said.
Oh, you're talking about how, you know, when you're doing it like that, when you're trying to convert people, you're doing it from a sense of ego. And it's like a pride thing. And so you really need to lower that level level. Be humble. Yo, that is...
The more spiritual you become, okay, the more spiritual you become, the less important it becomes to try and convert somebody else, to try and make them see what you're seeing. Because it's no longer ego. It's you know, hey, can I show you something? And it's like, no, I don't want to see it. Okay, fine, never mind. I have something I want to read to you. This is from
Rudolph. Can I get another, just close up what I was doing?
I just want to give another thing, too, because we've got about 19 minutes left in the show. Just before everyone
checks out the Eco Home video that I mentioned last night with Alosha Zenoff, Linoff.
I did not.
What?
I also had answers for the CPR audit dude, you know, for what he can do for his cases. However, continue what you were saying. We'll get back to that.
Yeah, just go ahead, Luca. I'll save mine for. I have a poem at the end of the show, so I'm gonna tease that for you guys since we're doing long-winded monologues. I have a poem, so teaser alert.
I was just going to close with my, for how to wake up the people in my eyes is clearly, there's many ways, each people is different, but when I mention to people that Michael Jackson is still alive, what I get back as a response from all categories is, well, how does that affect me? And what they don't see is, how it affects you is that we were all told, just like Marty Tankliff that was in jail on Long Island here for 18 years, that I was told he killed his parents. We were all brainwashed that Michael Jackson was bad, he was a pedophile, he was abusing children, and that's why he had to fake his death. When it turns out, the truth is, it's the police and the media that are bad, that are liars, that are abusing children and protecting criminals and arresting innocent people and framing innocent people.
Wait, Scotty. Who's bad?
Let me say one thing real quick. This is me. Say one thing real quick. I would even take it a step further, because people are going to want to see 100% proof. But what I would say is, kind of going back to tripling down on what Luca said right here is, you got to lower yourself a little bit and listen to that person. You just get to know that person a little bit. So in the course of a conversation, you're going to understand, well, this person's really concerned about abortion, or this person's really concerned about Black Lives Matter, or this person's really concerned about gun safety or money. Maybe that person is all about the Benjamins. So then if that person's all about the Benjamins, you listen, you get to know them, and they say, oh, you're all about the Benjamins? You ever hear the IRS is illegal, unconstitutional? You ever heard about the Federal Reserve devaluing our dollar? Then if that person's, you know, into abortions, hey, you ever heard of Margaret Sanger? Hey, you know, Bill Gates, the same guy, he's related to Planned Parenthood, and you know this and that. So it's very important to listen, and as Luca said, don't try to convert somebody right away. Hey, yo, did you know that in 1934, no, you just be like, listen to what is the malady or the thing that's important to that person, and then you kind of diagnose it, and then from there, you realize what's important to that person, and then couch the conversation within that little love seat.
Well, you got to first give them some intrigue. Were you surprised when you finally looked at the U.S. press secretary and found out it was Zuckerberg? Did you actually check? That's the last time I spoke with you on the call. You were talking about how could it be in front of the White House and I heard a plane go over or something. And the deal is that there's a lot going on right in front of your eyes, and if you can't see that, then how are you going to see the truth? Were you shocked when you held a picture of the U.S. press secretary next to Zuckerberg and realized it's Zuckerberg with a wig and a dress?
Well, I always thought Zuckerberg, I mean, if he could ever, if there's one person I wanted to turn trans and date. So we'll circle back to that and get back into that.
And the point is you have to shock and then they'll be
let's not stray too far away from vaccines tonight, because that's what we were talking about before the callers. It's really important to stay with the vaccines, because vaccines have been a part of the agenda since, let me get the year, 1917. You might want to check out Rudolf Steiner, okay? In Lecture 13, called The Falling Spirits, he said, I have told you that the spirits of darkness are going to inspire them, their human hosts, in whom they will be dwelling, to find a vaccine that will drive all inclinations towards spirituality out of the people's souls when they're still very young, and this will happen in a roundabout way through the living body, end quote. Okay? Corporations and governments have been trying to dumb down their people for a long time so that they can get away with what they're doing. And we're waking up. Hello?
And don't forget the Rockefeller's insidious influence in the AMA. Don't forget that they patented the Zika virus.
Oh, yeah, Rockefeller. It all started with Rockefeller. That's another show that I would love to do.
Okay, yeah, that's another show. But hold on. I did cover how the military, well, the government, secret government, had experimented with the Spanish flu. Okay, that's where the information that you're talking about came from. There's a lot of superstition behind the bubonic plague that hit San Francisco. Okay, there's a lot of superstition behind, you know, a lot of racism. Oh, only the Chinese can get infected, or you know, these heathens over here. And so part of that statement was to get people to stop with the hokey pokey religious implications or supernatural implications, and just believe in the science. I don't think that's a wholly evil statement, but I think it is being perverted today, though, in a way, which is why you brought it up.
Yeah. And I just wanted to let the listeners know you're never beyond redemption. I mean, myself, I kind of got addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around. Mike?
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Mike's on a bathroom break. He's on a bathroom break. There you go.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Am I still on?
Yes. Do you have anything to finish with?
Yes,
Scotty?
I have another guest. Can I suggest another guest, a musical woman from England? Can I play some of her music on the air now? Ashley Gilmore is her name.
Oh, right, you know what? That takes a pre-screening, my friend. That takes a pre-screening.
Trust me. The song is called You Are the Light.
Okay, well.
Wow.
That's hardcore.
It's hardcore with an edge. Yeah.
This isn't. Look. Send that over to Mike, because as V is so astutely put it, this is the Red Pill hardcore. This is not the Red Pill NPR flu hour. And it might be a good song, but let's definitely start that, because I tried to throw in Curtis Blow the Breaks the other day, and we had Megadeth rolling, and I'm like, yeah, I just need to shut up.
That's an eight, then, brother.
Well. You know, okay.
Add that to my R. Kelly fail. I'm almost at three strikes, so I'm just being careful.
Well, that was a good thing you played earlier, V. That was cracking up. That was good.
Well, earlier that Eminem was another remix made by a childhood friend of mine. So I told him I would get all of his remixes up onto the air, and I've completed my promise.
Reminded me, my friend is called Seven, Exile in Rosedale. That's the title of the book that I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I would like to hook him up with start making some videos that I'll discuss when I get you privately. But I have
okay,
a lot of
and I had read the Secret Weapons for Silent Wars. That's one of the first pieces of literature that I ever read coming into this targeted individual thing. So I would love to meet the author.
I would encourage the PDF to anybody that's interested.
All right, I'll get the number now. I'll give it to Mike before I hang up. I got my phone back up.
Thank you so much. Oh, yes, I would love to talk to this man.
You can do internet. You just can get him on the phone.
That's what I like best, get people on the phone. Emails are slow. Everything else is slow. Social networks try to stop you from talking. You know, shut down your accounts, things like that. So phone seems to be best. I wish people would publicize their phones more. Even if you're a hated person, you don't want the drama. I mean, still have a number out there. You can scroll through your voicemails. You know when you're getting hate mail, whatever. Just scroll through, delete, scroll, delete, scroll, delete, scroll, delete. And just be responsible enough to, especially when you have such a strong position, you got to be reachable. Okay. I was, for example, trying to get to this Black Gunsmatters guy. Cannot find a phone number for him anywhere. Yet he shows up on Fox News. So that's kind of alarming how these people in the mainstream media can just get people whenever they want.
I really liked Fox News until the time that I saw Rudy Giuliani being interviewed. That was like, hang on a second. If I was on with Rudy Giuliani, first thing that would come out of my mouth would be 9/11.
9/11.
Hey, this guy's prancing around, lifting his nose up in the air like he's done nothing wrong. Give me a break. So I just knew that there are certain things that Fox will not address, even under Tucker Carlson. Right? I was impressed Tucker Carlson said the name George Soros one night, and I went, whoa. And he was saying that, you know, Black Lives Matter was all started with George Soros, the money behind it, the Greyhound buses, the bricks in line on the street protected by the cones, you know, get ready to break a few windows, pay a few actors, pay people.
Like Tucker Carlson, but he's been impressing me lately, which is
that's
terrifying.
What I'm saying. Well, he lost me he lost me when Giuliani went on. Now they got this Caitlyn Jenner that's also on. It's like, no, thank you. Good night.
Tucker Carlson is...
has been impressing me. Have you caught any of her shows? She's on Sunday. Ingrid Castle.
I don't know who that is now.
There's three women on the weekend. One passed away. Sally O'Cordy died. And Rick died, too. But there's still two, Ingrid Castle and Spingola Speaks. She's the one that had Hartford Van Dyke on. She has great guests.
Here's the thing that you got to recognize, right? Here's a litmus test, right? Is does this person talk about the CIA? Does this person talk about the Federal Reserve? Does this person talk about the Bilderberg
Group? She had Janice Barcello. Ingrid had Janice Barcello on 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and she was discussing how the church promotes circumcision and tied it to the Bible and tied it to how Big Medical is saying it's okay and the church is saying it's okay, and she's saying that God wouldn't say it's okay, and she really tied everything together plus more. And
I'm against infant genital mutilation regardless of the gender and religion of that child. I think if that person's 18, 16 years old, wants to make their own decision when it comes to that. But I mean, unless this person's talking about, you know,
these elite people, these elite groups, and they're talking and they're calling out Bill Gates and stuff like that. Because remember, you know, Lou Dobbs started talking about the New World Order. He was one of the few people on TV. They shot his, outside of his house, and then he's still on here and there, but he never will talk about stuff. There's no person that's on TV, with the exception of maybe Ben Swan, if he's still on TV, that you're going to get any truth from. There's nobody. I mean, there might be someone that makes an appearance on TV. There might be a segment that's good. Trust me, I scan the news all the time. There's good articles there, too. But there's not one broadcaster in the news, in the real so-called mainstream news, that you'll get some truth from some of them, from all of them. You'll get some truth from every single one of them. Otherwise, they couldn't operate on zero truth. You'll get some truth from even Rachel Maddow. You'll get some truth from Tucker Carlson, everybody. But there's certain topics that people won't talk about, and there's not one person on the news that is actually real.
Exactly. Hey, Scotty, we plumb right out of time, my friend. Thank you. Stay on the line and get the information to Mike, please. Will, what is a litmus test? Does it test litmuses?
See, what we need to do is have the litmus. See how fit these fools are. And the thing is, yeah, I mean, there's nobody on TV that's talking about the Bilderberg Group. There's nobody on TV talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral.
Oh, my God. Hey, Mike, is Mike paying attention? Can I get a bah-bah or a wah-wah-wah? was my Seinfeld that bad? Nobody recognized it?
yeah, that was really that bad, V, that I didn't even know what was going on.
What does a litmus test? Does it test litmuses?
There you
Come
go.
Come on.
What is the deal with airplanes?
What is the deal with the litmus test? Hey, I promised you one joke a night, guys. I didn't say it'd be good.
Nasally, and then I got it. The first time you weren't nasally enough, you kind of have to put the nasaliness of Bill Gates in there. And what we're going to do is we're going to take this global population, and you got to be like, smack your lips a little bit for the Bill Gates. It's got a little bit of Bill Gates.
The caller should have his own show on. The caller should do his own show with his own material. You sound
yeah,
awesome.
I've already suggested it to him
You're all over the place, and it's kind of hard. We're trying to stay in Israel with the vaccines tonight. That was the purpose of it, and it's flying everywhere. Of course, everything's related. So you're dead right in what you're saying.
Well, the caller's gone, but because we don't have any more time, but we do have enough time for you, Luca, to plug yourself. Plug your media here on the show.
I'd rather turn around and plug you guys because I'm honored to be on your show. And if they want to find me, V knows where I am. And if people want to learn to unlearn and encourage people to do the same thing, not convert them. Just be good, be yourself, and be strong, and believe in yourself, and kick some butt doing it.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you, Luca. This is obviously not the last time we're going to have Luca on the show, but guys, remember, hey, we're going to be... I'm going to be on the show tomorrow with Stad Miller. On his intelligence report show, so be around to catch that tomorrow. And we're going to have our good friend Dan Sutterfield from Front Sight on, so don't miss that. We'll talk about gun rights. So this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, host B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man of third eye is king, so please educate yourselves.
Red Pill Hardcore, keep it real, take the red pill.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle it.